At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm excited to have with us the Seneca Valley High School senior, Avery Flood. Avery, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Seth.
Of course, Avery, you're here to tell us all about an exciting upcoming event that's going to be held locally. And not only that, but it's a very major milestone for this event. It is the fifth ever Walk for Hunger, and we're super excited to have you on to hear more about this event today. And just want to hear, what is a Walk for Hunger?
Yes, so a Walk for Hunger is made by Armstrong's Breaking Bread. Like you said, the fifth annual walk, they've raised over $20,000 in the last four short years.
Wow.
All money goes to local food banks in our county. And yeah.
So Avery, what made you want to get involved with this? And, you know, as a senior in high school, I understand you have to do a senior project, but you could have picked anything for your senior project. So why this one?
Yes. So I love volunteering and fundraising. Ever since I was little, my family, we are from Zillionople. So all around the park, I'd be fundraising and volunteering. I wanted to help out those in need because that hits really close to home. This is the perfect experience for me to do. This opportunity helps me grow as a person and gets me out of my comfort zone in ways that I never thought I could.
Fair enough. So what food banks are you helping to support with the walk?
I will be helping Gleaners Food Pantry, Southwest Butler Food Cupboard, Lighthouse Foundation, and Holy Redeemer Social Services in Elwood City.
Perfect. All right. Now that we know the walk, the event, and a little bit about yourself and getting involved, when will the walk be held?
The walk will be on Sunday, September 18th at the Zillionople Community Park. Registration is at 9 a.m. with a pre-walk yoga session from Allison Schuster. And the opening ceremony begins at 10 a.m.
Perfect. I'm guessing this is going to be, is it a 1 mile walk? Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It is a 1 mile walk around town.
Okay. Now, I'm sure people are interested in knowing, are dogs allowed to walk?
Dogs are allowed to walk. You can bring dogs. I mean, you can bring your cat if you want to. Families, I would really appreciate it.
Perfect. How can people register?
You can register the morning of the walk or by a QR code in the link. You can actually find the link on runsignup.com and search Armstrong, A Walk for Hunger, and it should be right there.
Perfect. Well, I know you already mentioned that you're going to have a very special yoga instruction taking place, which I can't believe you got Allison Schuster to come out of retirement, our very own Om Sweet Om host. So can't wait to see Allison. But what else will you be having that morning?
At the walk, we will have a variety of different raffle baskets to auction off, pastries and coffee from Evan City's local bakeries, and like I said, the pre-yoga session, which is great.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'll tell you what, just taking a look at some of your sponsors here, and I'm sure that some of them will love the kudos, but you have a plethora of sponsorships already, and it's really remarkable to see Fun for All, Centerline Boring, the Butler County Chamber, Passman Hospital Foundation, Matthew Jewelers, Robinson Fans, Stotler Law, Bassalone Coin Wash and Laundry, Next Year Bank, the Conville Agency, BC3, Steam Fitters, and K&K Parts. I mean, I don't know how you did it.
It was quite the challenge, and I was up for it because that got me out of my comfort zone 100%.
Well, that's great to hear. Hey, anything else you'd like to mention before we end here today, Avery?
I would just like to personally invite everyone to come sign up for my walk. This means a lot to me, and I want as many as people as possible to learn more about this cause and help me out for my senior project and to help out Armstrong's Breaking Bread.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Avery, so much for joining us today. We hope to see all of you on Sunday, September 18th at A Walk for Hunger at the Zeelandopal Community Park. Registration is at 9 a.m. and the walk will take place shortly after 10 a.m. Thank you, Avery.
Thank you, Seth.
For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news! All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
Participate in the October 7th Totathon Cash Bash by purchasing tickets to the in-person dinner. That's where I'll be drawing winning numbers for the cash drawings. Or you can once again gather your friends and family from any neighborhood, anywhere, and watch online. And anyone can purchase tickets to the basket raffle. Sponsorship of the events helps the Toto team receive the financial support needed to help keep these programs fully funded and accessible to those in need of empowerment, acceptance, and community. So let's all be like Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers, and support them as they help others. I look forward to seeing you in person or even online on October 7th as we come together and support this local nonprofit community center's mission to empower people to connect and thrive.
Armstrong has long been a part of your community. Our local team is comprised of your neighbors, friends, and family members, all working hard to bring you the fastest fiber optic experience and unmatched customer care. When you support Armstrong, you're supporting your local community.